Welcome to the Women's Fitness Podcast, sponsored by Women's Fitness Education. Here's your host, the one and only, Michelle Mish Wright.
Hey, welcome everybody to the Women's Fitness Podcast. My name is Mish, and today's episode, I am super excited to bring you Deborah Goldberg. Now, this might be a name that you're not very familiar with, but you might be familiar with some of the brands that she stands alongside, brands like Zumba and the Fuel Summit. This is a woman who likes to hang back in the shadows, do lots and lots of work to promote other people, and particularly women in the fitness industry. This was such an enlightening conversation, and I hope that you enjoy it as much as I did having it. And also just a note that Fuel Summit is happening very shortly on the 3rd of May, and that there is an award that's going out for Fuel Woman of the Year, and I've been nominated, but it's a voting situation. So in the show notes, you will see there is a link for Fuel Woman of the Year Award. I'm up against Fiona, who also does great stuff, but go and check it out. It'll only take a minute, and you don't even need to share your email address or anything like that. Okay, on with the episode. Welcome, Deb. I am super excited to be interviewing you today on Women's Fitness Podcast. And the reason I really want to share you and your story to the world is you, Deborah Goldberg, part of the Fuel Summit, but I kind of get the feeling that you lurk in the shadows. You're not someone who's at the people might know the Fuel Summit, which we'll talk about that as well. But would that be a fair and accurate description, Deb?
Mish, first of all, thank you so much for your warm invitation to your podcast. I love this platform that you've created. I love being behind the scenes and doing work behind the scenes in the shadows and really creating magic in the fitness industry. I've actually been doing that for just over 15 years in Australia, New Zealand, and also doing work in Southeast Asia. So, yeah, I like to always, take that step back and just see my work and people shine.
When I think about the fitness industry, there's a lot of people who love to step forward. And for you to acknowledge that you like to step back and make that magic happen. So let's roll it back. You've been in the fitness industry for 15 years. What did you do before then? And how did you get into the fitness industry?
Well, let's make a long story short and entertaining for all your listeners. I actually been always in the fitness industry as a consumer, right? I think since I was 15 years old, I actually was born in Venezuela and moved to Australia in my late teens. But I was always involved in sports, in health and fitness. And I think that culture in our Latin American countries, we see fitness as a lifestyle, not something that about appearances. It's really that inner health and mental health as well. So since 15 years old, I sort of been that front row diva in your group fitness classes. And when I came to Australia, always involved at, Fitness First, back, I think it was actually Pace, in Healthlands back in the late 90s. So it's always been very close to my lifestyle. And sort of after I had my first child, I knew I didn't want to stay in the corporate life that I was having or that I was living. I was actually working at a charter firm in the city, wonderful workplace, but I knew there was a bigger calling that I had to listen to. And that's when I bumped into a very brand new baby brand company called Zumba Fitness. So we're talking about so we're talking about early 2007. when I first heard about Zumba and what they were all about. And I remember checking their website, and I reckon there was only 2 or 3 landing pages within their site. So it was a little bit about them, a contact us, and the list of instructor trainings. And I said to myself, I need to bring this movement to Australia and get involved somehow. It actually took me 2 years to get that contract, that distribution contract signed. So our first instructor training in Sydney was 26th of July, 2009. And since then, we sold out every single instructor training in Australia for the next few years. You know, we had an amazing team of education specialists. You know, first of all, Maria Teresa Stone and myself, we travel almost all over the world. You have Carolina Arias. We also traveled and launched the program in Korea, in everyone around Indonesia, Thailand. Just an incredible experience. I also...
And Zumba is a household name now.
You know? Correct. Yeah. And, you know, we had meetings with big box gyms that told us back in 2010, we will never have Zumba in our timetable.
You are a woman who sees the future and makes it happen.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too.
There's some visionary strength, call it crazy. I don't know, my vision board, I'm not sure what it is. It's my strength. It's a calling that I have to really create opportunities for others, right? So I think all that work needs to be done behind the scenes. You can't really be forward. Or you can step forward for a little bit, just like now, which I'm totally not in my comfort zone, but I do understand the power of telling stories and sharing experiences, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So people that are out there and know that they have that intuition and calling in their belly, go for it, right? There's a reason why that little flame or that ignition, that little sparks are inside your body. You need to go for it, believe in yourself. And there's people around you to help you and that want you to see you shine. But yeah, my real calling is to create those opportunities to then see others prosper in what they're in doing what they love.
So you are the person who brought Zumba to Australia and along with some other people spearheaded it around this part of the globe. So what happened after that? What's in between there and the Fuel Summit, which only started? Well, tell me first of all about when the Fuel Summit started and that space from Zumba to Fuel. Hey people, real quick, for those of you listening that are thinking about becoming a personal trainer and specializing in training women, or maybe just you know that you're going to have female clients, we currently have a special on our Certificate 3 in Forum Fitness. Head to the link in the show notes or go to womensfitnesseducation.com.au to learn more. Anyway, back to the show.
So between the amazing experience that was Zumba and the distribution and you know, selling merchandise, creating work for people within the fitness industry, we saw that a lot of people came into the fitness industry between 2010 and, you know, roughly towards the end of 2014. So since 2015, I was also working with another brand called Piloxing, another group fitness brand based from the US. So we also brought that brand into Australia, New Zealand, and Southeast Asia, which it really, really stuck there. And I think the trainings are still doing really well. But from there, I had a break. I actually had my third child just after I stepped away from that distribution position that I had. So I had my third child, and I knew I still needed to stay in the fitness industry because it's an industry that I love. But this time, with so much experience under my belt, a huge community, I knew I needed to create a product to enhance it, right? And to create more jobs and more prosperity opportunities for our community. And I created like an online marketplace where personal trainers could put their profiles and, you know, get booked by consumers, just when, you know, that craze of apps was starting. But then I had a second product, which I launched very successfully, called SubaClass. So it was basically an app connecting freelance fitness instructors with other fitness instructors to help them cover the classes. So, you know, an Uber, you posted your class, you got someone to cover it. Yes. And that was getting, you know, quite traction, because that's really a pain worldwide. Yeah. in the world of fitness instructors, or the gig economy that was really coming and in increasing around the 2018, 2019. But then we know what happened. In 2020, we had a bit of a break. So that app is still on hold. But the initiation of Fuel Summit was actually in Bangkok, right? I was with a great friend of mine and incredible educator of the fitness industry. Her name is Alicia Smith. And we were attending a fitness convention then, one of the biggest in Asia or Southeast Asia, that's based in Bangkok. And, you know, we got invited to a dinner, which we didn't want to go because, you know, when you go to these big conventions, all the presenters, there's, you know, funny times, and they sometimes speak over you, they speak down to you. And we're like, mm-hmm. You know what? We better go out and spend some time together and get to know each other, because we knew each other from the industry, Alicia being at Network, myself bringing Zumba into Phylex, into Network. So we knew each other, but not really that well. And we started eating pasta. We started drinking wine, as you do.
All good things come from pasta and wine.
100%. And we were discussing, where is that place within the fitness industry that we fit in, right? Alicia being in the industry for so many years, with her role as event organizer for Phylex, educator, putting so many programs together, also being in another brand, being their master trainer, and myself as a solopreneur, not only an entrepreneur, but a solopreneur, and then women in the fitness industry. Mm-hmm. So we couldn't name that one place that we could go and feel safe, a place where we could maybe find new business opportunities, a place mm-hmm. where we could get job opportunities and just feel inspired by other women who have, yeah. you know, made it, or, you know, made a great wealth from their businesses, or that are struggling in their businesses. So we could also share our experiences, so we don't feel alone. And again, I don't know if it was the energy in Bangkok, I don't know if it was the wine, we don't know if it was the carbs in the pasta, and that's really how Fuel was born. We're like, well, we need to create that space for our community.
To put some context, I don't know if people realize that the fitness event space is very male dominated. We had Phylex, which was a huge juggernaut for 20, you know, 1 years, but even then it was very difficult for women to get a speaking spot. I mean, I was always looking, and I still look now at the big fitness conferences and look at the timetable. Women's health is like You know, you might have a conference that has hundreds of sessions. Women's health might make up 1 or 2%. So what's in it for me to go, I always think. But then you talked about being at an event and feeling very talked over, you know, as a you know, being there. And yeah, there's a hierarchy or a boys club, perhaps, that has been notoriously very hard. And that's one of the main reasons I started Women's Health and Fitness Summit back in 2014 to 2018, mm. was to address that. Because if we're not giving women opportunities to speak on stage, they haven't got the ability to get better if they're not given, you know, everyone needs a bit of a leg up to that space.
100%, you know, and I agree with you. I know so many people that apply to events, and I see it with Feel Right, but we are not creating that space for so many others to feel safe to apply.
Yeah,
you know, we can't always have the same. I'm a big believer. You need to rotate. You need to open that platform for that new blood to come in, or those people, yes. maybe like myself, that are very comfortable behind the scenes, for them to step forward and say, you know what? This is the space that I can come and share my story. So it's a combination of a few things as well. And it is very hard to curate an event to have that balance. Right. And of course, you bring in your diversity, equity and inclusion into the formula. So it's very, very hard to, you know, for everyone to feel represented. And I think we've had a conversation in our informal chats before on how that is important. And again, that's one of the reasons for Fuel. And we actually have a short session called Flame Thrower.
Right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's a 10 to 15 minute session for that upcoming speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I love
it. So we bring that person under our wing, especially Alicia. She coaches them on how to put that 10, 15 minute TED Talk style session. You know, it's normally someone that has never spoken in an industry event. So that is really their platform to come and shine at Feel.
Yeah.
So we're very proud of that. And again, especially this year, our flamethrower is a graduate from our first ever Feel Speaker Academy that just finished a couple of months ago. So we'll be announcing her very soon. On Monday, actually. So yeah, we're very excited about that. And go ahead.
Sorry. I love it that you like, just if I can recap, when you're running an event, it is really difficult to give everyone a seat. Like there are not enough speaking spots, and it is, and as a person who puts together an event, you have to make sure that you have this whole range of things. So there are always more speakers who are applying for positions on the stage, and that's a hard decision to come to for an event. There's lots of multi factors that come into the end product of who's on the speakers list. However, what I think you and I have both seen is that there has been this in other events, this kind of easy leg up. Like I've seen people have presented year after year after year, and sometimes they present on a book that they've just read. Do you know, like, you know, so it's really difficult to get that foot up on stage. And what you're saying with Fuel Summit is that you've seen that need, and seen that there is that missing gap. And so you've created a speaker support program, and now you're starting to see the benefits of it. Now that kind of baby steps, and then you're on stage. That person who is going to be announced on Monday, who's going to be presenting, has then got it on her resume to apply for those bigger conferences because she has that experience. Unless you have experience, it's really difficult to say you've got experience. It's a really, you know, and that usually happens by someone giving you a leg up. So that's just fantastic. So you talked about the Fuel Summit, how it came about, how you're supporting new presenters to stage. Tell me what else is different about, I mean, I know because I've been there. You tell me, what is it that's different about Fuel Summit to other fitness conferences or events?
The first point that makes Fuel such a unique event in our industry, right, because it's very focused in the fitness, health and wellness industry, is that all our presenters are female speakers.
Yeah,
we love men, you know, don't get me wrong, we love men, we want men in the room, but we give that voice to all those females within the industry and also out, you know, out of industry speakers to be in the room. And as women, I am a true believer that we love to share our story. We don't need to sell you the book that we just wrote or that course that we just launched. We want everyone in the room to be inspired by our stories. So I think that's the first USP for our event. And also, Mish, you, like you just said, you were our presenter just now at Fuel Auckland, our first international event, and you've been speaking for a long time. You've been educating our community for a long time, but we pushed you. Right? You can share that story, right? It's not only the new people, the new up and coming speakers, but also the experienced speakers that maybe have stayed in that same lane. Right. And just said, this is me. And we're like, maybe not. Let's push Mish.
We need to share the story. So as Deb has alluded to, I do present at a lot of conferences. And so what happens when you present, it takes a long time to put a presentation together. And so you kind of do one and you perfect it, and you have all the slides and you have the stories, and then you can offer this like a menu to conferences. So I'm known for women's health, and so I have got 9 presentations that are all really professionally put together that I can offer, and so they can look at that and say, oh, this goes really well with whatever else I've got going on, you know, for those event organizers, right? But so I did that to Deb and Alicia, and Deb came back to me and said, actually, we don't want anything on this list. We want you to talk about female archetypes in business. And of course I said, yeah, that sounds good. That was in like October, November. The event was in February. In January, beginning of January. January, I was starting to go like, oh my God, I have to put a presentation from scratch together about something. And it took me down so many rabbit warren holes. Like, what is an archetype? Is it Jung, you know, but it was before that. And then I have to encapsulate that, and I have to bring it in with stories from my own life and other people's lives to bring it all together. And it was huge. But the most amazing thing happened when I got to that part where I'm doing my slides, where I fell in love with an image of the triple goddess, which is the archetypes of the maiden, mother and crone, which I renamed in the presentation. And it inspired me to get my first tattoo, which is at 54. I thought, you know what? Yeah. And so I kept it under wraps. And then when I did my presentation, at the end of my presentation, I shared how I was pushed to create this presentation, which was very well received. It really pushed me in different ways. And it also inspired me to get my first tattoo. And I took off my jacket and shared it with the audience. So
amazing moment.
It was the first, and I have to say, the only time I can do that in my life, Deb, is share my first tattoo with an audience on there stage. And luckily it was on my arm and not on my bum.
You know, and that is the magic of fuel.
Yeah.
And that's why I love being behind the scenes, because we're pushing people, you know, to be the best they can be, to go and find themselves again, and then just see it unraveled during the day, throughout the day. You know, we bring in people, you know, based and inspired by the theme. I think it's important in our industry to have a theme for the event, right? So this year we decided that the topic or the theme of the fuel was going to be make way, right? Make way for fresh leadership, make way for fresh ideas, make way for a new way to run your business, right? So there you go. You made way to find a new session, a new you, and now you have a new tattoo.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. And just speaking to that, like, I love events. I love going. I like presenting, all of that thing. Each event, in my experience, has a different vibe and a different feel in general. And fuel is a unique vibe in that. So often if you go to a big fitness event, especially so the New Zealand one is very Exercise New Zealand, it's a very warm event. When you're presenting, your audience is really, really warm and it's got a lovely vibe to it. But a lot of other bigger ones around the world, you can go feeling a little bit scared, intimidated. Would you say that's a fair assumption? You know, it's a bit full on, but fuel doesn't have that at all. It has this warmth that you feel from the moment you walk into the room. You're drawn in to this collective warmth of women who have your back, and it's not just saying it, this event personifies that. I mean, that's been your intention, but that intention is working. And so, you know, I put it out there to people who go to events, and you know, even just as a participant or someone in the audience can feel a bit overwhelmed and scared and like, you know, am I going to be okay here? Is this a safe space for me? It is, and you are, and it really does have a beautiful vibe that I think you're responsible for a lot, Deb. So thank you. And I know it hasn't happened by chance. Everything you've done about this event is about promoting that warmth and that inclusion. Do you think that's a fair comment?
Thank you, Mish. You know, and we've worked very hard for people to feel that way when they first step into the room, right? And part of that warmth is, you know, our volunteers that help on the day, the presenters on stage, and the sessions we put together, right? So fuel, we want it to be an educational event, right? Because it is a personal and professional development day for our delegates. But we also want it to be a place where people get to meet each other. So a big networking sessions or breaks, or actually some activities throughout the day that we bring people together. Some brave men do come to the event and we blow their mind. They're like, what just happened? So hopefully I think we're seeing more men coming into the event this year. We also see a lot of big teams coming into the day. They're seeing fuel as a team building experience, which is wonderful. And that's really how we want to curate the event. But what we've seen is that we need to service now our community, not once a year, but on a monthly basis or weekly basis. You know, we just launched a new program called, or membership program called, Fuel Circle.
Tell us about Fuel Circle. What does this mean?
So, you know, we really want to activate women to step into their fullest leadership, right? And we see that this program is where they're going to do that. We want to provide them with virtual meetings. We'll do that every couple of months so we can all get together and have a chat. We'll also have face-to-face networking activities, just on a smaller, more intimate space. We're going to try and do that sometime in June in Sydney, and hopefully in July in Auckland. Again, of course, we'll have some benefits, some discounts, some micro learning as well, and face-to-face workshop. So that means that we just don't forget about our community for the rest of the year. It is a continuous service where, you know, women and men can also join the circle, because I know, going back to tribal times, that's how we come together. We come together in a circle, in an inclusive way, and where we can all nurture each other, because we all have to come together in this crazy time. So if you can be the place, you know, I'm so proud that that can be the place for people to come and join us.
Now, we let's talk about Fuel Summit. It's happening on the 5th. Tell us all the details, and because this will come out before the event, so there might be people still deciding whether they should attend in Sydney. So tell us all the details, Deb.
So before I share the details, I actually want to congratulate Mish for being that is, you know, another unique experience within Fuel is that we award that women who has, you know, influenced the industry and has made, you know, their work just so important for the rest of us. So Mish Wright is one of our finalists for Fuel Women of the Year. It's a very close race. So it's between Mish Wright and Fiona Kiwo, another wonderful women from our industry. But I wanted to congratulate you, Mish, for being one of our finalists for Fuel Women of the Year Australia.
Thank you. And if I could just do a little plug that now I am the finalist along with Fiona, and it's a voting. So in the show notes, I'll have the voting link. If you would like to see me win, which I would really like to win, please take time. And it only takes a minute, and they don't have to exchange their email or anything. They just go in and vote.
Yeah, we wanted to make it easy, seamless. I know a lot of people, just to bring up, you know, all their data and all that stuff, we just wanted to make it straight to the point. And please vote. It's going to be great. Yes. And we will announce the winner on the day. So make sure you are at Fuel Sydney, 3rd of May, at the Hilton Sydney, level 4. And you can get the tickets. I'm sure you're going to put the link in the info, but fuel-summit.com. Make sure you also follow us on Insta and Facebook, Fuel Summit. And I can't wait to welcome you into a room full of wonderful, wonderful leaders in our industry. From my industry.
Fantastic. That is awesome, Deb. And so I'm going to be there along with Danny from Women's Fitness Education. We'll be connecting with, hopefully we'll have some students there. In fact, I think we've even got a ticket that we're going to put out, to a free ticket to our students. That it's going to be a bit of a lottery there, a bit of a promotion within our group, which will be great to have a little band there, that we get to connect with each other as well as new people in the industry that, you know, you haven't met before but would like to. But just if you are sitting on the fence and think, oh, I always get so overwhelmed and feel a bit, you know, it's a scary thing, and I agree. I'm a self-professed networking slut, and I find going to conferences a little scary. Not this one. It's just got such a lovely vibe and feel. Deb, thank you so much for spending some time with us and sharing your story. You are a game changer in our industry, and I just want to thank you for everything that you do. Women like you, you know, often slide under the radar. If you don't step up, you know, and be that that person, you know, often the people who are getting shit done in the background can be overlooked. But I see you. I see you, and I
thank you, Mish.
I thank you for everything that you're doing for everybody in our industry.
Thank you, Mish. You know, you've been one of the people and women who have inspired me, and I know Alicia as well, in the industry to really bring the community together. And we can't wait to see you all at Fuel or around the industry. Also share my details, so anyone that has any questions about the event or any of our products, they can just contact me.
Thank you, Deb. And I'll see you in Fuel.
Yay.
Thanks for listening to the Women's Fitness Podcast. If you're interested in becoming a certified personal trainer, check out our website, womensfitnesseducation.com.au.